It's the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up with Guy Anderson today. Hey, Guy.
Hey, Cal. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm really well, thank you. And I want to thank you and your listeners for putting me on the air and having an interview here. It's wonderful. Thank you.
You bet. You bet. I've had the CD, Loveland, sitting on my desk for quite some time, and I apologize for not getting back to you earlier, but I'm glad that we were able to get a hold of each other here today.
Yes.
We'll talk about the album. We'll talk about a current single you've got out as well. But I want to get a little background from you first, Guy. Why don't you tell us about yourself a little bit?
Well, my musical background started, Cal, many years ago, I guess, when I was in my 20s, and I was a bass player in a top 40 band, and I was living in Edmonton at the time, and I had, we were doing the three nighters, and then somewhere along the line, I decided to go into business and kind of give up music. So I did give it up for quite a period of time, and so fast forward to about 5 years ago, and I went through a life change. I was going through a little bit of a divorce, and many people have heard of those things before. And someone suggested that I figure out a project to work on to kind of keep me busy. And what happened was I picked up my acoustic guitar, and I started playing and writing music. Actually, just writing songs. And somewhere along the line, I was here in the town of Watrous, and we had a class reunion, as it were, a graduation class reunion, and I was playing one of the songs. It was the second song on the album Loveland. It's called All of Me. And one of my buddies came up and said, "Guy, you've got to record that song." And up until that point, I hadn't given any thought to recording any of my music, but it got me thinking. And fast forward, I went and talked to a music producer, my friend of mine and musician, Cam McLeod, in Edmonton, and asked him if he would help me get a record made. And so we started down that road, and that was 4 years ago. And, fast forward to today, and I've got three records, and I just started recording my fourth.
Good for you.
So it's kind of a funny story, because it sort of all led through this, and another part of the story, which your listeners might be interested in, is that after Cam and I had recorded approximately 10 songs, where we just sort of recorded the guitar and the rough vocals and the drum track, I asked him, I said, "Who are we going to get to sing it?" And he said, "Well, you're singing them, Guy. They're your songs." And I said, "Well, I'm not a singer." And so somewhere along the line, he and I became, he taught me a little bit about how to sing. And as it turns out, people are really liking my voice. They're finding it interesting and different and not offensive in any way. So it's kind of there's a lot more to the story, and I've written a book about it, which will come out sometime in the future. But
it's
kind of cool. It's a cool story.
And I have the CD, of course, in my hand right now. Lovely photo, by the way.
The photo.
This is a great picture on the cover of the CD. I'm thinking that's Danceland, right? Would I be correct?
That is Danceland. That's correct. And if you look on the inside, I did ask permission of, the term Loveland came. I just wrote a song called Loveland, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool to call the album or put Loveland on the Danceland? So I asked Arnold Millie Struby here, who owned Danceland. Actually, Arnold just passed away, sadly, and asked their permission. I denotarized it in the back. But if I may plug the artist, his name's Greg Hargarten, and many of you may know him. He's a fairly well-known Saskatoon artist, and he does this kind of stuff. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. So let's talk about a song that you sent me. The video for the song is out on YouTube now. A song called "Country Company." Tell me about that song.
Well, "Country Company" is a song that I wrote quite some time ago. At one point in my business career, I lived in Vancouver for about 3 years, and I was just writing this. I just came up with that little kind of that rock line, "Country Company," and that kind of country line, but it's sort of written in it to a rock guitar kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when Cam and I were making the album, I thought that would be a good song to include on the country album because it's got a little bit of a modern rock feel to it, and you know, it's really, I guess, in terms of what the song is about, it's about my life growing up in the country here in Watrous, Saskatchewan, mm-hmm. and close to country folks. And, I can't say a lot more about it because I don't recall how all the writing came, but it's a really, really cool song. It really moves right along, and I'm surprised at how well it's being received. I think on YouTube now we're up to over 4,000 views in 3 weeks.
Terrific.
So, you know, that's a kind of a thing. But it's a cool, it's a dance number.
Yeah. Well, and as I talked to you, and I think you may have touched on this a little earlier in the interview, but I think you're a fella who plays just about everything, right? Would I be right in that?
That's correct. I'm a multi-genre artist, and an interesting thing happened to me when I was making this record. When we were done making the first record, mastered. So I kind of Googled who's the best mastering engineer in the world, mm-hmm. and I got a hold of somebody named Darcy Proper, who was in Belgium, en route to New York, to a new studio gig in New York. And her boss, a fella named Joey DeMeo, who's got a band called Manowar. I'd not heard of them before, but they're kind of a heavy, he's kind of a heavy metal guy, and he's very well known around the world. He heard some of my music and called me up and asked me to come out to visit him. So I spent 3 days with him at this amazing studio with really, really amazing people. To give you a little bit of a background on Darcy, she remixed all of Johnny Cash's book of music, remastered. She's worked with Steely Dan, the Eagles, and a number of other people. And one of the things Joey said to me over our time together there was that he said, you know, you're a real interesting guy, you know, kind of weird because you're multi-genre, you know, you kind of got rock and country and stuff, but it's really cool. And what he had said was that, you know, when you find your musical lane, you'll feel a lot more comfortable. And more I'm finding that, you know, the country style is kind of where my voice resides mm-hmm. the best. Mm-hmm. And so I've got another country album on the burner right now. It's going to be my fifth album, but we're going to start recording it in about 6 or 7 months.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm a multi-genre artist to answer your question.
Nice.
Yeah.
When you were talking about those phone calls you made and those contacts you made, boy, it amazes me when a person asks a question. I mean, you don't know the answer until you ask the question, right?
Well, it's hard to answer it with one. Yes, I'm a multi-genre artist, but in the traditional sense, I've been sort of anointed by this guy who really knows his music, you know, and has been around the world, playing it. He just does stadium gigs and that. And another one of my so-called fans, the fellow who really is big in the song Country Company, named Joe Burt, and he tells me the same thing. Now, Joe lives in the UK. He's an artist. He's the bass player on Freddie Mercury's solo record. You know, he's worked, he had a band called Sector 27 and that. So what's really interesting is that I'm getting recognition from my friends and family, but also outside of the mainstream, you know, kind of in different parts of the world, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting how it's all falling together.
And
one of the things, Cal, I wasn't expecting people to like my music. I thought I was just going to, you know, write an album, record it, have some fun, and be off my way. And so it's kind of modified my thinking in a way, having some recognition, you know.
The fans are always right. Fans are always right, Guy.
Well, you know, in many ways, that's true. I'm learning that. Yeah, absolutely, I'm learning that. You know, we're thinking of, we don't have a tour or anything planned yet, but under normal circumstances, in other words, without COVID, you know, we'd be out touring this music, and the people that are on my record, if I can plug them, Bob Blair on steel guitar, Carmen Caligari on drums, Rhonda Whitnell on background vocals, Andrew Glover on piano, we're all kind of anxious to get out and tour this music, you know, play gigs, and hopefully we'll be able to come up to Melford at some point and play it as well.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You know? Guy, how do we get a hold of you? In the meantime, Guy, how do we get a hold of you on social media? How do we do that?
Well, at this point, I'm on Facebook. Okay. It's Guy Anderson. My video is called Country Company Guy Anderson, mm-hmm. the Country Company video. I'm in the process right now of putting more and more, or putting some of my music on, you know, on the internet. In other words, on some streaming platforms. I've been getting lots of requests to do that, mm-hmm. But I haven't done that. I'm just kind of waiting for some artwork to go along with it. Mm-hmm. But they can find me there. I live at a place called Manitou Beach, and I've also got a website called BlueStarMusic.ca.
Sure.
Okay. And I just bluestarmusic.ca, and I'm just trying to get caught up with that website, and it's not the fanciest website, but it does have my email address on it and my phone number and that kind of thing. If you look hard enough, it's there, and a link to my page. But I'm just starting to make this happen. And of course, COVID has been hard on us the last 2 years because it's sort of slowed us down. It hasn't slowed me down in my writing and singing and recording and that kind of thing, but it's been hard to get out. But anyway, bluestarmusic.ca mm-hmm. is probably the best way to find me, or on Facebook, Guy Anderson.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks for the chat. We'll talk again.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it.
Guy Anderson on the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up.